For decades, the United Nations Agenda 2030 has been vying to push the nation out of the country and into small, concentrated, 15-minute smart cities. Preparations have been made quietly behind the scenes, and it doesn't matter if Americans are disinterested, because at least 30 million illegal immigrants are now available to launch these prison cell slave cities. In her recent article, University Migrant Smart Hubs, Private Equity, and the Leveraged Buyout of America, Corey Diggs reports that illegal immigrants are being housed and trained at American universities in a decade-old scheme that provides the ruling class a foreign unregistered workforce. Under the banner of affordable housing, people have been forced out of home ownership, while BlackRock offshoots have been buying up the spoils, mostly through the Blackstone Group, whose top three shareholders are Vanguard, BlackRock, and Capital World Investors. Blackstone has become the world's largest landlord after acquiring rental companies, including the largest student housing company, and converting care homes, offices, hotels, and warehouses into over 300,000 rental units. Blackstone partners with over 100 colleges and universities who run programs where illegal immigrant students are taught mindset, critical thinking, and leadership skills. They are being trained in ESGs, fully immersed into woke culture, and used to manage whatever their bureaucrat masters choose. Starting in 2016, several colleges and universities have become sanctuary campuses. Sanctuary campuses oppose and hinder the enforcement of immigration law on campus, and they provide funding to illegal immigrants. Working under the United Nations, ECAR, Every Campus, a Refuge, say they would like to see every college and university in the world partner with local refugee resettlement agencies to house refugees on campus grounds and provide them with food, care, and training. ECAR has been giving direction and support to colleges and universities to do this since their inception in 2015, and the government has been incentivizing this program. Launched by the U.S. Department of State in January 2023, the Welcome Corps allows colleges and universities to provide U.S. citizenship to illegal immigrants by enrolling them in degree programs that will foster more diverse and inclusive campuses. Funds are provided to give them free education, housing, healthcare, and social services. The Biden administration has allocated $258 billion towards building 2 million rental properties. A new congressional bill guides local governments to acquire and convert shuttered buildings into affordable housing rentals. This is also being heavily funded through private endowments. Between 1990 and 2021, the average endowment value grew by 423%. Within the past 10 years, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation granted over $11.6 billion to 471 higher education institutions. Colleges and universities have spent the majority of this money acquiring hotels, office buildings, and other real estate in billion-dollar deals with private housing developers, while outsourcing student housing to Blackstone. Middle East investors out of Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, and Saudi Arabia are buying up billions of dollars of student housing, medical clinics, and office buildings near major universities, and sanctuary campuses are hiding the identities of the unregistered students enrolled in these programs. If you were destroying America from within, how would it look different? American universities have been notorious for radicalizing young students and indoctrinating them with destructive, anti-American, communist ideations. And now they are being used to house and train illegal immigrants to carry out the work that no loyal citizen would do. American universities are also building satellite campuses in other cities, mostly in Washington, D.C. Over 50 universities have opened satellite campuses in Washington, D.C., where thousands of illegal immigrants will be housed, fed.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The most banned network in the world.
Start your engines. It's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. And the most important election in world history is only 138 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 27 seconds out. I am your embattled host. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right. I'm only going to spend 5 minutes on this towards the end of the hour, but it's really important. And I'm going to shoot a report on this the next few days because it's not just about me. It's about incredible corporate fake news. 2.5 weeks ago, you saw national news and federal prosecutors that are involved in my civil case, in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, saying Alex Jones is insane. No one is trying to shut down his company. He made it up. He staged it, like I'm Jussie Smollett. Then the next Monday in court, they file and said, well, yeah, we want to shut it down today, and we did try to shut it down. But that didn't hit the news. I showed you the court filings. Then they have another hearing last Friday, and the judge excoriates them and refuses to shut down InfoWars. And now I have CNN, ABC News, all of them newscasts saying the plaintiffs want InfoWars closed. They don't want money, and they're trying to close it right now, and they've been trying for weeks to close it, but the judge wouldn't close it. I have the newscast. So think of how stupid they think you are to do all of this, as if I would get up here 19 days ago, and say on a Saturday emergency broadcast, I had to stop the security company closing the doors when they were given the false order outside of a court order to close the doors by the chief restructuring officer appointed by the court, who the judge got rid of or fired last Friday. Folks, this isn't about me. It's about us. They are coming after everybody that stands up for this country, and they don't care what the law says. They don't care, but there are still some good judges and still some good people in the government. Doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods, but that's coming up in the last segment of this hour. I'm going to show you some of the news clips, some of the articles. Guys, there was a Sandy Hook folder I gave you 2 days ago that has the AP Reuters articles, so find that. It's a red folder because in it, I'm going to show you the quotes of the plaintiffs' lawyers, Democratic Party law firms, saying Jones is crazy. Nobody's trying to shut him down. And then I'm going to show you news clips of them saying we want him shut down. Now, that is their disrespect of you, that they act like that. But I've now noticed all the so-called conservative talk show hosts, it was a minority of them, but they did it, still some prominent people, said I was lying. Notice they've been deleting those tweets on X. I noticed they've been backtracking right now. But again, this is the gaslighting. Remember 5-6 years ago when they were banning me off the internet? They first said, nobody's banning him. Nobody's. What's this word he made up deplatforming? It doesn't exist. And then now they're everywhere saying, we want to shut everybody down. Thank you. Got it all right here. I've got them saying, it's totally crazy. He made it up. And then I'm going to show you the same people on the news saying, we want him shut down right now. Do, 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 do. But I'm going to stop now and tell you all the big news. Or give you my take on the news. Dr. David Martin is incredible. His research is impeccable. And he's the best at taking all the documents on gain of function and how they developed COVID years before they released it and what the poison shots do. You see Kansas and other states filing lawsuits against Big Pharma for knowingly lying and knowingly saying the shots were safe when they knew they weren't. But he was here in Texas yesterday before he came on with us. So I taped almost 2 hours with him. It's going to come up the second and third hour today. It'll be premiered here coming up in 49 minutes. That he just met with the legislature before he came here. And Texas is preparing criminal charges. And that's the word I already got from my sources in Ken Paxton's office 2 weeks ago. And so when Martin said, hey, I'm finally in town, I'm ready to come on, I said, oh, what are you here for? And he goes, well, the legislature. And I said, oh, criminal? He goes, yeah. He said, how do you know that? I'm like, well, I've got, you know, I figure they're getting ready criminal charges. They're going to call you in. You're the top expert, along with Francis Boyle. But we're not in a competition here. But Martin, Dr. Martin's even more prolific in his understanding of it all. Though it is Boyle that in January 2020 laid out the whole plan. Of course, he wrote the U.S. government chemical and biological weapons laws. So, I mean, you think he might know a thing or two. He was a former head U.N. prosecutor. You think he might know a few things. By the way, it's time to get Francis Boyle back on, Professor Boyle. So, devastating information covering the waterfront, the history of it, what's coming next. Incredible interview we did in here yesterday after the show. So, we started taping about 3:30. We were done about 5:30. That will go all the way into the fourth hour, and then Jason Burmis will come in. And I'm up here with a lot of other news, so I'll probably be maybe co-hosting some of the War Room today. But regardless, this is a big, big deal. And I have a whole stack of news that is a prelude before we go to this interview. They're officially, the CDC is saying, yeah, bird flu is going to be a pandemic. And now they're calling it cow flu because that'll scare you worse. They've already begun the mass murder of cows and chickens all over the world in the name of bird flu. And they just stick a PCR test, turn it up 30, 40 times. You could take a PCR test and turn it up 40 times and stick it in the air and have it test. If you set it for cyanide or you set it for lead or you set it for anything and you just stick it in the air, you turn it up high enough, it's going to say it found it. And again, I remember my dad was a big metal detector guy when I was a kid. He had like a professional metal detector. We found so many cool coins and things. And he would explain to me, you can set it for gold, silver, whatever you're looking for, iron. But the key is you don't turn up the reception too high or you get false positives. I mean, you could put a metal detector, again, up in the air. There's no metal around it. And you turn up its receptor. There's a car alarm going off. Somebody turn it off. You turn up a receptor all the way to the top. You do that. And it is going to give you a false positive. And that's what they're doing. And it's premeditated fraud, just like they did in the last 4 years. They're doing it again. A Mexican died, as you know, 2 weeks ago in Mexico City. They go in. He died of cancer. They stick a PCR test on it up his nose and say he's got bird flu. The Mexicans actually went and did real tests, the Mexican government, and said he does not have the damn bird flu. But that is what they're doing. It's a big deal. So that's coming up. Now let me mention the top story, and then we're going to drill into it after I get to some of the other stuff here. This is so horrible that words are hard to describe it. You know NATO's launching a draft. You know they're getting it all set up here, including they want to draft women with a selective service, and that's all taking place in the preparation. Now the head of NATO said, we are going to put aircraft not in Ukraine, but in Poland and other countries around Russia, and NATO pilots in NATO aircraft are going to attack Russia. That is total escalation into full World War III. Huge. We'll play the clip. We'll read the articles. We'll go over it. I mean, that is just, if you know military threat continuums and threat escalation ladders and war games and things, this guaranteed leads to full war in Europe. And then you know that's going to go nuclear very, very quick. So, man, I mean, wow. Absolutely wild. And they just put it out like, oh, we're going to provide more aid. Our pilots in third-party countries. So now attacks are being launched from NATO countries into Russia. That's full war. So we have that information. And then we've got stuff like this. Remember, it came out 2 weeks ago that $7.5 billion in the last 3 years by Biden has been spent to put in EV charging stations. And they put in 7 of them. That's over $1 billion per charging station that cost a couple $100,000. By comparison, Elon Musk with deals with Cracker Barrel and Bucky's and Walmart's put in tens of thousands. Here it is. Congress authorizes $7.5 billion for EV chargers after 2 years. None are built. That was last year. This year, they built 7. So that is over $1 billion. What a nuclear submarine cost. And they built 7 little charging stations that anybody else could have built for a couple million bucks maximum. Now, why do I mention that older article? Just for context. Here's the new one. Not a single American has received Biden's high-speed internet despite $42.5 billion funding in 2021. So 3.5 years ago, he gets $42.5 billion, blocks Elon Musk's plan for $1 billion to give everybody high-speed internet in those rural areas. And for $42.5 billion, not one person got high-speed internet. This is beyond theft, ladies and gentlemen. You know, remember back in the 80s, they were $800 hammers and $600 toilet seats. And they're like, there's obviously a fraud here going on. Those are real stories. These are like $1 billion toilet seats. These are like $1 billion hammers. Can't make this up. So they'll take some old lady's house who's had a stroke, is 80 years old, and they claim she's got back taxes for property taxes or federal taxes. They'll go snatch her off and throw her in a nursing home and euthanize her ass and say, pay your money. And they'll give illegal aliens all this free crap all day. And they'll spend $42 billion to give poor people free internet. And notice you didn't get anything free. Everything about it. Oh, you're going to get free tuition. You're going to get free everything. You're going to get everything's free. And then you get zero, zero, zero. But the companies that they hire to put in the windmills and all the other crap, oh, they all get it. Their friends all get it. They steal it. And it's all a bridge to nowhere. Cut off our regular energy, cut off our regular infrastructure, and then build this bridge to the middle of nowhere. It is beyond unbelievable. So we've got that. An internal video has been leaked of Klaus Schwab telling World Economic Forum young global leaders, that's people that they promote and boost to run for office and put in corporate jobs, will have their brains will be replicated with AI when they die. So he's promising them eternal life. We've got that. We've got the left in total and complete absolute bonkers panic mode over new national polls, scientific polls. There's a whole bunch of them out. Real Clear Politics, overhead shot. If the election was held today, Biden would lose by 226 delegates, electoral votes, and Trump would win by 312. And the few states they've got where Biden wins are up for grabs, other than California, Oregon, and Washington. But Colorado's up for grabs, so is New Mexico. So is Virginia. Incredible. But don't worry, State Bar is quacking in Connecticut, warns lawyers not to criticize Lawfare or they'll lose their license. Oh, so lawyers don't have free speech now. That stack ties into their attack on yours truly. I'll do that, as I said, in a little bit of the last few minutes of this hour. The only reason I'm covering it is not because it's about me. What's happening to me is all about you and what they're perfecting, what they're developing, what they're setting up. And we've got so much more here. Bill Gates and the UN are officially trying to pass world treaties for world digital IDs. They've got all their bureaucrats pushing it as part of a vaccine mandate, vaccine ID. Surgeon General advocates for digital ID to combat online misinformation and protect the youth. Oh, he wants to protect the youth by giving them the poison shots. That's coming up. Ethereum spikes after SEC drops investigation. That and so much more is coming up today. But first, let's go to clip 8 here in a moment. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg, Ukraine will have an Air Force, NATO planes, and NATO pilots. And then I'll show you the transcript of his full speech where it's just slipped out there like, oh, we're just going to coordinate military aid. It'd be like if you went home, killed your wife, skinned her alive, hung up her dead body. And when the police get there, you say, oh, I just helped her change her clothes. Oh, we're just coordinating some aid. That's the headline. We're just, you know, New York Times, we're just coordinating a little something. We're just going to supply them the planes, and they say right here, outside of Ukraine, so Russia can't target them. And then we're going to have those planes with NATO pilots fly into Ukraine and into Russia and bomb Russian targets. And Russia says, when you do that, we're going to hit the airfields they're in, whether they are in Poland is the main place they're saying, because it's close. And the Russians said 2 weeks ago or a week ago, they said, we'll hit Paris if they're out of Paris. Wherever the planes are at, wherever they come from, we're going to hit those places. Wow. Wow. And now they're putting the nuclear warheads on standby. That means they're turning on the triggers. They're arming the warheads, which is the last DEFCON in the threat continuation until you fire the weapons. Because they're already targeted. So you have targeted weapons, and then they go and they arm them, and they get the crews ready. So one of the last steps is arming the warhead at the site. So they're now taking the safety off. Click. The teams go in. They're authorized. put the codes in, arm the warhead. That sounds really good, doesn't it? That sounds pretty satanic to me. And you have these milquetoast Reuters headlines. NATO to take greater role coordinating military aid for Kiev, says Stoltenberg. Because the Ukrainian government's stealing most of it. A month ahead of Washington's NATO summit, where are Ukraine jets? Well, Yahoo News knows report they're going to be stationed outside and will launch their attacks from outside Ukraine. NATO should flex its nuclear muscles, Stoltenberg says. NATO has air defense systems ready for Ukraine, Stoltenberg says. With NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg and President of Poland have announced a record 23 NATO allies hitting defense spending target during Russia-Ukraine war. Articles on the BBC, China should pay for propping up Russia's Ukraine war. Yeah, let's have another war now with them too. Secretary Anthony J. Blinken and NATO Secretary Stoltenberg at joint press availability conference. And I thought I had it in my stack because I sent it this morning, but it's probably my fault. Guys, just search engine NATO to station planes, Ukrainian Air Force outside Ukraine. And then you read the articles and the announcements, and they're like, oh, so Russia can't hit them. We're going to put them in other countries and then launch the attacks from there. Well, when your country's launching an attack, it under international law becomes a what? What's it become? A target. Man, this is just getting crazier and crazier. Here's Stoltenberg talking about, here's the quote. Ukraine will have an air force, NATO planes with NATO pilots. So that's foreign non-Ukrainian military attacking the Russians in foreign aircraft stationed outside of Ukraine. That's NATO attacking Russia directly, openly. Here it is.
The fact that they're now delivering F-16s, of course, it will create a future NATO, no, sorry, Ukrainian air force that will be NATO interoperable. NATO planes, NATO pilots, NATO trained pilots, and NATO procedures.
So he did the little Freudian slip there. Remember when Russia fully invaded 2.5 years ago, they said, you're about to join NATO. We're already fighting NATO troops. We told you stop it. They went, oh, no, conspiracy theory. Nobody's trying to start a war. NATO doesn't want Ukraine to join. Now they're like, Ukraine is joining NATO. And play the head of NATO's quote again. He says, so NATO can strike. And he goes, oh, I mean Ukraine. NATO will attack Russia. I mean, on Ukraine, is good for you. Here it is.
The fact that they're now delivering F-16s, of course, it will create a future NATO, no, sorry, Ukrainian air force that will be NATO interoperable. NATO planes, NATO pilots, NATO trained pilots, and NATO procedures.
NATO coordinating it. But the biggest takeaway, and we'll put it back on screen, they found the article or one of them, is that they're going to station the planes for the attacks, it's PBS, outside of Ukraine. Wow. So we are skipping along merrily right into thermonuclear war. Let's come back with the Klaus Schwab secret video. Oh, yes. It's all coming up straight ahead. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But Brainforce Ultra is a great way to fight back because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever in this most pivotal time in our nation's history that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Brainforce Ultra.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you can prepare with InfoWars Life Select. Our storable food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with the nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I don't say this to go, oh, look, I'm so smart. Look, I'm right again. I say this because my job is so easy. All I've got to do is read what the UN, the Club of Rome, the major transhumanist groups, DARPA, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab say. And so I did have a leg up that when I was 3 years old, I first have some of my most early memories of men sitting around tables, whether it was in East Texas with my dad's dad or Austin, Texas with my mom's dad. I had no idea that I was just blessed to be in a family that knew all this, with just bookshelves full of everything about the New World Order. And so I just grew up knowing all this. And then as soon as I got out in the world and had jobs, was starting to go to college and saw this anti-American crap, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what my family told me about. So when I explain this, it's so you understand that this is not my opinion that the WEF co-chairs the UN is a private corporation run by the globalists, and they say the future is not human. By 2047, no one will be left alive who's not a cyborg. That humans are obsolete. The Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humans. Wired Magazine, why the future doesn't need us. The New York Times, humanity is a plague. Don't have children. This is the reality of what we're talking about. And so when I made the film Endgame that was released in 2007, hard to believe that many years ago, 16, 17 years ago, I have the quotes, I have the video clips of them admitting in that 2.5 hour film their plan. And you watch it today, it's more powerful than it was back then because it's all come true, 95% of it. You don't want the rest of it to come true. So my job is easy because these psychos are in control of the central banks. They've got 80%+ control of the world's resources, BlackRock alone, Vanguard, State Street, same group. And they want to control our behavior, and they want a post-human world, and they've got this life extension goal for themselves, but they believe they've got to depopulate the rest of us before they do that, and that's their plan. That's why they're putting poison fluoride in the water. That's why they're feeding you GMOs. That's why cancer's off the chart. That's why they give you self-replicating nanotech. So this is where we are. And I'm sorry this is a reality. I'm sorry the New World Order is doing this. But they see you as obsolete, and they don't want you around. And if you let them do this to you and me and all of us together, then we deserve it. But as I've said 1,000 times, the children don't. And God's watching. So humanity's starting to wake up. And I get it's hard to wake up to something so evil because it's like, what? That's going on? Why would you do that? Well, these people aren't like us, folks. They're very cold-blooded. They're sociopathic, psychopathic. They're very greedy. And so the holy grail to them is life extension technology, but the rest of the profane must be gotten rid of and the earth cleansed. And they don't want to save the birds and bees and crocodiles and whales. They want to overwrite the entire planet with what they believe is a perfect life form, silicon, glass, sand, ordered with electricity from the sun that can be replicated and copied so they never die. So they see that and they go, this is the superior life form. And any superior life form, in their view, under survival of the fittest and social Darwinism, must supplant the other species that's not superior. So the first thing they got to do is kill all of the people that are carbon-based, because we like being carbon-based. We do actually replicate. We actually are perfect, made by God, compared to what they are. And so it's a very simple rule that this has been decided to be done, and they admit it everywhere. If you're a radio listener, I just mentioned it. The crew pulled up like 8, 9 Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to getting rid of the humans. Humans are garbage. It's a beautiful goal to kill all humans. When the head of the UT Biology Department, when I was making Endgame, came out and said he wants to have Ebola kill 9% of the earth. He had his graduate students, who are now professors, and, you know, working bioweapons, come out and attack me and said, well, hey, Pianca's too liberal. We want to kill all humans. You can't deny that humans are an evil parasite that must be gotten rid of. So whether it is Trudeau or the current British Prime Minister or the French president, almost all of these people, whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Germany, the U.S., are WEF alumni or part of the WEF. And they're pushing the WEF agenda of dehumanization. And then this video has now come out of Klaus Schwab at an internal meeting with young global leaders. He's been hiding lately, but a new video came out. It's on Infowars.com, the full thing, saying, you're going to live forever. We're going to digitally store your brain on a computer. Now, really, it won't be you, but they'll say it's you. They'll say it has rights. We've heard debates about why do corporations, you know, have rights. They never die. Well, this is beyond that. And this is their plan. Now, if you read Childhood's End, written in the 50s by Arthur C. Clarke, who was like the grand poobah of the Illuminati and the inventor of the communication satellite as well, he wrote Childhood's End, where most of the Earth has to be killed, but aliens show up that look like 10-foot-tall devils, but they're actually the good guys, and they take all the children and they blow up the Earth, and then the children lose their bodies and die, but are uploaded to silicon. This is before they had even developed the transistor. And they're uploaded to a computer in a big mothership. But everybody else has to die, and the Earth has to be blown up. It's very liberal. And then you look at that book, go read it, and then you look at what they've done 70-something years later, and you're like, how the hell did they? And then there's no 10-foot red devils walking around, but everything Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and the rest of them say and do is actually in the book. So this is Klaus Schwab telling the children, the young leaders, that you're going to live forever and you're going to upload your bodies into this machine. And it'll sound like you, it'll look like you. AI's been watching you your whole life at this point. When this is going to happen, the next 15 years or so, he says. And that's their plan. You're like, that'll never happen. They're going to cut the resources off. And if you don't comply with all the brain chips and things they want you to make you take, they will then cut your resources off and just kill you. So it's about you give up your will, you give yourself over to this, and then you get to, quote, live forever. But you really don't. It's just recordings of you and who you were and an avatar that can pretend to be you. And I told you decades ago, it's an endgame, that this is their endgame, that this is where they're going. So video, Klaus Schwab tells WEF young global leaders their brains will be replicated with AI when they die. Here it is.
You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years. And my own opinion, yeah. Maybe more, you will get some injections and some, and so on, and then don't forget your avatar will continue to live, so, and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithm, so we don't know, but at least 50 years.
In his real reports, he says by 2040, so 16 years. So here is Pfizer, and this is such a key clip. It's all the same cult. CEO Albert Bourla yesterday saying COVID for me was like a rehearsal. What did Bill Gates say a few years ago? This is a test, a drill. What have I said for 4 years? It's a test, beta test. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, COVID for me was like a rehearsal. The best years for Pfizer are ahead of us, where everything is untested. They've secretly tested it, mRNA, to create this total takeover. And then I want to just go right into a clip from me in 2011 predicting all of this, but I didn't predict it. It was in the Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep. See, I've been around 50 years. I've been on air 30. And I was smart enough when I was 20 and first went on air to go, wait a minute. Everything they said they do in the 50s, they got done by the 70s and 80s. Everything they said they do in the 80s, it's pretty much done by the 90s. It's moving quicker now. They're going to get done faster. And then I saw their next battle plans, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Rio de Janeiro. And I'm like, they're going to ban beef, ban the family, put us in 200-square-foot apartments, take our cars away. And people are like, how does Jones know all this? They tell you, they tell you, they tell you. And that's what drives me crazy, is this is a horrible nightmare dystopia. And you ask, well, how did Arthur C. Clarke write Childhood's End and 2001 Space Odyssey and all of this? How did it all come true? Because they know the secret of humans. Once you have enough technological development, enough science, anything we can imagine, we can do. 130 years ago, Max Planck, that Albert Einstein admitted he got all his information from, he just popularized it. I'm not saying Einstein wasn't smart, he was a genius, basically promoting things. But Max Planck, in the 1890s, wrote the equations for atomic weapons out of his mind. And it all came true. That's little g made the image of God that is in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Genesis. So we're not God, but we've got a spark of God, Promethean fire. And they want me tied to a stone where an eagle eats my liver forever because I brought fire to people to understand this. I just exposed their operation. They see me as Prometheus. How dare I bring the secrets of the globalist gods to the people? That's why I must be punished. My liver must be eaten every day. I'm tied to the stone. And they want to be this breakaway group with all this knowledge, and you don't have this knowledge, and they do all these horrible things to you. And then now COVID was just the training wheels, the beta test. How many? 1,000 times I've told you that? 2,000? Before they launch COVID? The big stuff's coming, boys and girls. And we better get out in front of this now and expose them. Or remember later that you were warned and you sat there and did nothing. This is life and death. Play the latest Albert Bourla and then go to myself in 2011.
I truly think the best days of us are ahead of us. Because COVID was, for me, like a rehearsal, a prova generale, how you can mobilize an organization and do the impossible possible against a main disease. We are after cancer and many other things in the years to come.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on.
By the way, it was 2010.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite. Millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the controlled corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
And I said that's 2011. That's actually 2010. Okay. Now let's shift gears into their current mind control operations and how stupid they think you are. And this ties into Trump and all the rest of it, and I'll show you here in just a moment the documents. So 17, 18 days ago, two Fridays ago and change, Friday afternoon, they're going to lock the doors and kick us out of here at 9 o'clock. And I say, I'm the owner of this. The law says you can't do it. You don't have a court order. And I have to literally say I'm not leaving. And it's not the security guy's fault. They're told this by the CRO, appointed by the court. The judge fired him last Friday and said, this is outrageous. Alex Jones, the owner, you can't do this. But then they had the Democratic Party, former federal prosecutor, lawyers that run all this against me, come out and say 2 weeks ago, Jones is insane. No one tried to shut anything down. This isn't true. Though they had court filings to shut us down, the judge had already refused 2 weeks ago and again last Friday. So they don't want us to organize and realize it's a real threat and just peacefully speak out or call Congress or whatever. They go, no one's shutting you down while they're doing it. Now, why is that important? And I'm not going to play all these. I got ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN. I mean, I've seen a whole bunch of these. I'm just going to play one of these clips because of time constraints. This is CNN a few days ago admitting that the goal is not to get money from Alex Jones. The goal in the show trials where I was already found guilty and all the rest of it, the goal is to silence him, which they said on the courthouse steps. But then when I say they don't want money, they refuse to settle, they just want to shut me down, you're lying, you're crazy. Hey, they try to lock the doors, you're lying, you're crazy. You want to shut me down, you're lying, you're crazy. That is a military tactic of gaslighting they're using against you. And that ties into all of this. So I want to show you their previous quotes versus their current quotes. I know you already know they're lying, but think of how dumb they think you are as if you don't have any memory. It's like in 1984, the weekly chocolate ration is 30 grams. And George Orwell character, Winston Smith, is a propagandist that works at the Ministry of Truth. He knows it's been 30 grams for years, but now they're saying the next day after reducing it to 20 grams, Big Brother has now increased it to 20 grams. He goes, don't they notice it was 30 grams yesterday and now it's 20 and they're saying it's been increased from 10 to 20? Doesn't anyone have a memory? But he goes, oh, they can't admit they're being lied to. They basically have Stockholm syndrome. And so that's what this is. Chocolate rations are 30 grams a week. They reduce them to 20 and the next day say they've increased them from 10 to 20. And he says the power to have a memory, because everything else the media is a lie, is the power to beat Big Brother. And the power lies with the general population, the proletariat, which is true. To use communist nomenclature and parlance and vernacular terms, vocabulary. So here is CNN, short and sweet, admitting we want him shut down. Here it is.
If the judge rules today that this company must be liquidated, it will essentially take InfoWars out of the hands of Alex Jones. What's really interesting, actually, is just in the last 2 days, the families also requested that Alex Jones's social media accounts, his X/Twitter account, will also be liquidated, arguing that this Twitter account, is X account, is essentially like a customer base. It'll be really interesting to see how the judge rules from that. Now, Jones, for his part, for the last few days, has continued airing his shows, has continued peddling lies about who is behind these cases. He was broadcasting even on his way to Houston to court. Now, for the families, they actually, I spoke to one of the lawyers for some of the Connecticut families, and he says that they are trying to find the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver, and that the money is just one component of that and not the most important component of it. For them, the most important component of this is to essentially try to get Alex Jones's damaging lies and conspiracy theories that he continues to peddle off of the airwaves.
Mm. Get Alex Jones off of the airwaves. Take away his social media. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I made it up. So now the State Bar of Connecticut wants to take the license of any lawyer that speaks out publicly and says that Trump's being persecuted. Total attack on free speech. It continues. Look at this Wired magazine article. Alex Jones is now trying to divert money to his father's supplement business. They claim a brand new company we just created is stealing money. No, the judge said I can promote any company I want. That company is 13 years old. My dad owns the supplement division that we do business with, and he owns Dr. Jones Naturals. It's 6 years old, and he's been a sponsor for 6 years. Everybody listening knows that. They're like, no, he just now diverted money with a new company, lying to you. You're a viewer. You're like, we heard about this Dr. Jones Naturals 6 years ago. Well, when you read Wired Magazine, and it's got the same Chris Maddie quotes in there, the federal prosecutor, who specially is putting Republicans in jail, look him up. He says, oh, it's brand new. It's a fraud. I'm a criminal. We're looking at civil stuff against him because this is real defamation by him. He's a lawyer. He knows what he's doing. But think about this. Uvalde, Texas, to pay $2 million to families of school shooting victims. The school stood down for 70-something minutes, let the kids get killed. They pay $2 million. I follow the internet questioning a mass shooting. They want $1.5 billion. So that's where we are. But I wanted to just show you some of this. Here is Reuters, where they admit they tried to shut me down, and then it didn't happen. And then I've got the Daily Mail with Chris Maddie saying Jones made all this up. Jones claimed was manufacturing a crisis. Overhead shot. No clean shot on that. A manufactured, it's made up. Nobody's trying to shut him down. That's 2 weeks ago. Now they're all over the news. We want him shut down. That's how stupid they think you are. You're not stupid. Yes, please support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with incredible nano silver products and incredible next level foundational energy and incredible Kaba Chill and Top Brain Nootropic and 57% all but 30 parts per million colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Yes, it's a great sponsor to keep InfoWars on the air. And yes, it's a great sponsor. And yes, my dad's been part of this company for 13 years. He has this company helping our company. And they try to act like it's some new thing and it's dirty and it's evil because they're liars. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there. Support the operation. DrJonesNaturals.com. And we have the super sale, summer super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off on DNA Force Plus. Ultimate Fish Oil. Nitric Boost. X3. All at InfoWarsStore.com. And they are so pissed we're still on air. Thanks to God working through you to support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take advantage of the big sale. And go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Now, Dr. David Martin coming up. This is huge. States are now preparing criminal charges against Big Pharma for the COVID attack.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776
Project shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.